Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you're new around here, every Tuesday, or at least the past 120 or so Tuesdays, I've shared a new episode featuring tips and strategies for all things EdTech. Now, today's bonus episode includes a special interview. It's a repeat guest to the podcast, and I can't wait for you to dive in with me today. Just like every episode of the podcast, you can head to my website, classtechtips.com, and click on the Easy EdTech Podcast button at the top of the screen. You'll find all the show notes for each episode right there. You, of course, can also find the transcript and links to resources by clicking on the show notes link in the description. Wherever you're listening to this podcast app, you'll see it say show notes and then a link to take you out to more. This episode is sponsored by Microsoft Education, and I'm so excited to partner with them this summer. Have you seen all of the new updates in Microsoft Teams? Well, I love the new Reflect for Assignments that lets students share how they are feeling and think about their emotions. This is just one of the dozens of updates to Microsoft Teams. Head to aka.ms/teamspp. To find out more about Microsoft Teams and all of the new updates, you can also send me a DM on Instagram while you're listening to this episode, and I'll send the link straight to you. Today's episode is all about Microsoft Teams and assignments in Teams, and I can't wait for you to hear this conversation with Microsoft Education Product Manager Mike Tolfson joining in today. I've known Mike for several years, and you might remember how Mike joined in for a bonus episode this past June all about reading progress. Let's dive into the conversation around all things new in Microsoft Teams assignments. Welcome back to the podcast, Mike. I'm so excited to have you here again. And for those who missed the episode where we talked about reading progress together last month, would love for you to just tell everyone a little bit about your role in education.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Monica. So I work on the Microsoft Education team, and I'm a product manager. And that means I help build a lot of the products that we have in education. And that can be things, well, I work personally on things like OneNote in education, I work on the immersive reader, I work on this new thing, reading progress in Microsoft Teams, and then I also do some other various things to work with teams in education.
Thank you for that kind of intro. And I know you and I have known each other for a while, and it's just been so much fun following along with the updates to Microsoft Teams. And I definitely have some favorites, like the Reflect app to help students share their emotions and feelings when they submit an assignment. And today's episode is all about these big updates to Microsoft Teams for education. And I'd love to hear from you. What are some of your top things, your top updates that you're most excited about in Teams?
There's so many to choose from. I think we announced over 35 updates for Teams in May. So you already talked about one of them. So for those of you that aren't aware, there's something called Microsoft Reflect, which is really a social emotional learning app. It allows teachers to gauge the pulse, class climate, and really quickly gather how students are feeling about whether it's the assignment or whether they're how they're feeling in the day, just like one of those check-ins. And it is really nice, and you get insights as a teacher on how your class is feeling, essentially. But also the students get a chance to sort of name and identify their emotions, which there's a lot of research behind that helps with social emotional learning growth. So Reflect is great, obviously, and it's not just because I work on it, but maybe a little bit. I'm a huge fan of Reading Progress, and Reading Progress we talked about in quite depth on the last episode. And that is a reading fluency app that is built into Teams assignments, and it's free. It allows teachers to make reading passage assignments to do fluency checks with students. The students receive that reading passage. They read out loud with their audio and video recording if they want. Teacher gets that back. And just like you would mark up manually on paper with a stopwatch and a pen, this allows the teacher to automate and digitally speed up that process, and then get insights into how the reading fluency is happening across the class or on a per student basis. And so that one is exciting. It's coming out in late August. And probably my third top favorite, you could say, is group assignments. So in Teams, one of the top asks that we've had for years has been the ability to make a group assignment. And so that would be something like I can take my class, break them into, say, groups of five, and give each group an assignment. And so that might be, hey, I want you to write a paper or do a PowerPoint, or I want you to do a whiteboard together. But whatever it might be, that group just turns in one set of work. So like a real group project, you submit your group project, the teacher grades that group project. And so group assignments are coming out again late August. So those are probably my top three favorites. But as we'll talk about, there's a lot more coming up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so exciting to see all these different pieces. Like you mentioned, the last episode we were on together, we talked about reading progress and all the things there. I know I am always on the lookout for some things that integrate social emotional learning components right within the spaces we're already in, like that Microsoft Reflect and giving kids an opportunity to really think through and identify their feelings. So excited to see that. And so within team assignments, I know there are some big updates. You mentioned that group assignments piece, but when we're looking at those team assignments, what are some of your top updates there?
Yeah. So one of them, and this is probably the number one thing, and we have a place you can vote on what features you'd like next. It's called User Voice. And the number one User Voice request over the last 4 years has been to show assignments on your calendar. Whether you're a teacher or a student, show me my assignments on my calendar that can also be shown in my Outlook calendar so I can see what's going on. And so we're excited to announce, this is just rolled out recently, so you don't have to wait for this one, but assignments on the calendar is rolled out. So teachers can now choose to show those on the student calendar or their own calendar. Another one that is really cool, you know, I know you work with a lot of the fun ed tech partners, you know, people like Wakelet or Buncee or ThingLink. And we now are going to be supporting adding apps to assignments.
Ooh.
So if I'm making an assignment and I want to attach a Nearpod assignment to that, or I want to add a Buncee to that, that's going to be really easy to do. And we have a whole bunch of EdTech partners that we've been working with. And so we will now support adding different apps to your assignments in Teams. That's going to be a super cool one. And then probably the last couple, we're going to support video assignments for teachers. So if I want to add video instructions, again, kind of like Flipgrid, but I'm making an assignment and instead of typing out the instructions, maybe as a teacher, I want to record a video that goes with the assignment that gives the instructions. That's going to be rolling out in fall. And then also probably the last one, and this is a simple one, but it's really useful. It's already gotten a lot of usage. It's just attaching a photo to your assignment. So I've got a mobile device. Teams has gotten really popular on mobile devices during the pandemic, especially. If I have a piece of homework, I can open up the assignments app in Teams. It has a camera now built in. I can take a photo, attach it to the assignment, and then just submit it, and it all works.
That is fantastic. And you know, those partnerships that you mentioned within team assignments, I know there's been a lot of partnerships that you have with other features like Immersive Reader, which we also talked about on the last episode, and just hearing those integrations with those long-term partners. I know there's been so much excitement for things like Buncee as well as Wakelet, you know, not even just this year, but in all the years past, been a lot of energy around that. So hearing about those integrations is great. And, you know, I'm sure when people are voting up and voting for different things they want to see brought into the conversation, you know, I can see why those video assignment pieces is really top of the list, because just communicating to students what it is you're hoping that they will do is one thing when you write a paragraph and hope everyone reads to the bottom. But if you are not physically present in the classroom, like this past year and a half or so for so many, you know, you lose that enthusiasm or that energy when you're writing out a paragraph. And so having that video component, I love seeing that as an option, because I think it just addresses a wide range of issues that people are really thinking about differently when it comes to sharing an assignment or just kind of sharing information with students.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the LMS integrations within Teams. Are there updates specific around that category?
Yeah. So we've also, again, especially during the pandemic, there's LMSs like Canvas or Blackboard or Brightspace, some of these really widely used LMSs. Schoology is another big one, especially in K-12. And we've had a lot of requests that would basically say, hey, I would love to be able to add Teams meetings components to my LMS really easily. Mm-hmm. Collaboration with meetings, communication. And there's something called the LTI standard, and you're probably familiar with it, and a lot of your listeners probably are. It's an open standard, and it allows, if you're an LMS like Canvas or Schoology, they support this LTI standard. And that really means I can go to the catalog of apps and just add apps into my LMS really easily. If they support LTI, they can be added to these LMSs. So we're going to be launching a Teams Meetings app that is LTI compliant. So that'll just mean if I'm in Canvas or Schoology or Blackboard, I can just go to the library and say, add a Teams Meetings component to my course. So that's going to be coming out. That's going to be a really big one. The other thing that we added is there are also a lot of requests, again, from educators using Canvas or Schoology or Blackboard to add an entire class team component to their LMS. And you know, things like if I want to add a class team, I get meetings, I get a class notebook, I get all the chat and conversations and app integration. So imagine that I was in Canvas or Schoology, I could add a class team LTI app directly into my course, just like I could meetings. So you have a choice. I could say, I just want meetings. You could say, I want meetings in a class team. And so just some options there for LTI to make that adding easier. And then we're also modernizing our OneDrive integration, which sounds like not a big deal, but the OneDrive, for those not familiar, it's like Google Drive, but it's the Microsoft version. It's our cloud, it's our cloud hard drive. And we had kind of an old clunky version for a long time that you could add in your learning management system. And so we're modernizing that. So it's going to be sort of a modern, sparkly, new, great version of OneDrive that you could just add really easily into your LMS.
Yeah. And that, you know, that LTI integration is a big deal. And I think that even if listeners aren't very familiar with that language or that process, they have seen the process, whether they've known exactly what's going on. And I know I worked with a school in Michigan earlier, or last spring now at this point, where we were really tackling some of that to make sure that everything was working right inside of the space that they were in. And that was a big barrier for certain things that we were trying to kind of get it ready to go, if you will, during a quick transition to learning at a distance in this past year. So that's great to hear. And, you know, you mentioned Teams meetings, which have been huge this year for educators who are connecting with their colleagues at a distance, with their students, even hosting family or community events. So what's going on with Teams meetings? Any updates there to share?
Oh, yeah. And man, it's funny with Teams meetings, there's so many updates so quickly that by the time I talk about one, there's like five more behind me that are coming. and for those of you out there that, you know, maybe Monica, we could put a link down in the podcast, but I have a YouTube channel where I make YouTube videos that are always documenting all the new Teams updates. I mean, I feel like I can make YouTube videos all day just about Teams updates. And so they're always coming out, and meetings are a big one. So the first one, and this one is so much fun. I love it. It's called newscaster mode or standout mode, but it essentially allows you to, in any meeting where you've got content behind you, like you're sharing your screen, PowerPoint deck, you're sharing your OneNote, you're sharing an Excel, you're sharing your browser. If you choose standout mode, it'll overlay you over the top, just like a newscaster who's like got the green screen of all the stuff. With no fancy special effects, it'll overlay you right in front of the content, which just makes it much more engaging. And so this is part of this whole new thing we call dynamic views, which allows you to have much more different customization options with your meeting screen, whether it's overlaying yourself or putting it half and half, where like you're on half the screen and the content's on the other half. We're adding things like laser pointers and inking and being able to do all these things on top of your slides while you're showing your content. Just makes it that much more engaging. And even doing things like pinning, if you're doing ASL, American Sign Language, and you have someone who's signing, being able to pin them in a certain corner and having someone else in the lower right. So a lot more flexibility with meetings and the different screens and how they lay out. So that's a big one. And then related to that is presenting directly from PowerPoint into Teams. And this one is just rolling out now. And I actually just used this one this morning, and it's a great feature. So let's say we're in a meeting, in a Teams meeting, and you know, normally you're in Teams meeting and you go and you say, I want to share, I got to upload, I got to click a bunch of buttons, and then the PowerPoint finally comes up. And then if you want to go to presenter mode, it's been a couple more clicks. Well, now in PowerPoint itself, in the upper right, there's a big button that says present in Teams. And so I've got, let's say we're in a meeting like we are here, and I click the present in Teams button from my open PowerPoint, it'll automatically find that Teams meeting, upload the PowerPoint, get it all ready, put it into presenter mode. It's just like literally one click and you're going. And so it's just a huge time saver and a big efficiency saver. So that one is a really cool one and it's baked right into PowerPoint. Then there's a couple other ones where we've got like disabling video camera. And this has been a big request where now as a teacher, let's say I'm teaching in class and someone has a camera and something's crazy going on behind them. It used to be, you have to sort of try to get their attention and wave your hey. So now the teacher has control and can go and turn off all the cameras, turn on some of the cameras or mute all the mics or turn on some of the mics. It's kind of a student safety feature, but it's an important one. And then we have a bunch of breakout room improvements. So you can set timers on breakout rooms. You can reuse your breakout rooms. We have more flexibility in assigning different participants in breakout rooms. So the breakout rooms have gotten much better. And then the last couple areas are our whiteboards. We're making a lot of improvements to our whiteboarding app inside of Teams. So we're getting live cursors, meaning if you have five people on a whiteboard, each person's initials will be sort of, you'll follow their little cursor around so you can see exactly where everyone is, which is pretty handy. And then we're getting laser pointers in our whiteboard. So if you're teaching hybrid or remote, you have a laser pointer where you can point to things and circle things. And so it just makes that whole whiteboard experience a bit better. And then, now these aren't meeting features, but a couple of other ones don't really fit into any of the categories that we've talked about, but I'm still very excited about. One is we're bringing the Immersive Reader, which is our inclusive reading tool that's in many other apps and in many other places. We're bringing that to the mobile version of Teams. And so, yeah, I'll have Immersive Reader on iOS or Android, you know, for chats, for conversations. And you know, during the pandemic, we've seen just an explosion of usage on mobile devices, especially in other parts of the world where many times they don't have devices. The mobile device is their only way to access their education content. And so bringing the Immersive Reader to Teams, you know, it translates in 110 languages. We have read aloud in 70 languages. That's rolling out this summer. And then the other last one is a really cool app. We have a math app for Teams. And so if you want to add math equations or math solver or really cool sort of math components into your posts, your conversations, or into your chats, teachers can add this math app and students can add it too. So now you can start adding math discussions into all parts of Teams that you previously couldn't. It used to be kind of like OneNote was our primary math space.
Right.
But now you can start having a lot of the rich math discussions in those Teams conversations and inside of chats. So that one's kind of a cool one too.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. And just these team meeting pieces specifically, you know, that you mentioned, you know, even though some pieces might feel like little tweaks, right, or small changes, it really adds up when you think about just student engagement, the student safety and privacy piece that you mentioned with the cameras, right? Just really addressing a lot of components with making sure everyone has what they need in order to truly understand, right, whatever that content might be. So those pieces that take the delivery of instruction to the next level and the engagement component, whether it's the breakout rooms or having some of these additional whiteboard features, I think it's just really makes a big impact when we're looking forward to this upcoming school year and knowing that some students might be continuing, you know, in a virtual academy or participating in a hybrid environment, or just looking to make sure that we have everything we need to connect with families or anyone else who might be kind of beaming in, if you will, for a meeting virtually.
Yeah.
And so I will include for listeners, so if you're listening in here today, I'll include lots of links to find more about this information. I know I've got a lot of great blog posts this summer unpacking some of these different pieces that you mentioned today, Mike. But where can folks go if they want to learn a little bit more about these new updates, or if they're totally new to Microsoft Teams and want to dive in and get some more information?
The best place, and I mentioned a similar type of link on the Reading Progress podcast, we have these one-stop shops on our Microsoft Educator Center where we try to aggregate, like if I'm just getting started with Teams and I want to understand what are the best educator courses, what are the best features, what are the best getting started videos, all in one place. We have a link that I'll share here, and it is aka.ms/teamspp. And the PP stands for product page. So aka.ms/teamspp. And that is your one-stop shop.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That was so informative and lots of fun. And I want to finish up this episode, like we always do, by making this EdTech easy. First, choose a few new features to explore. Next, try adding just one or two to your regular routine. Then, ask students for feedback, trying out the Reflect app. And finally, take a look at the whiteboard tool on your next call. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast or by clicking on the show notes link in the description area of this podcast. You'll also find the ways to connect with the team at Microsoft Education. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Microsoft Education. I'm very excited to partner with them to bring you new episodes of the Easy EdTech podcast all summer long. There are so many new updates in Microsoft Teams, and I don't want you to miss a thing. You can find posts on my blog all about the updates or head straight to their landing page to learn more. Just go to aka.ms/teamspp. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. Check back on Tuesday morning for the next episode of the Easy EdTech podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.